when he first returned from Gaya Dham, after receiving initiation from his Gurudev, Sri Ishwarapuri, he assembled all of the pure-hearted Vaishnavas here, and he began to dance. Such a dance, the most beautiful exhibition of divine opulence ever to be manifested was the beautiful dance of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was here that he first exhibited the symptoms of the ecstasies of Mahabhav, and it was here that he called all of his devotees. Every night, throughout the entire night, to chant the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Sri Nityananda Prabhu, after traveling to so many holy places throughout India, came to Navadvip. At the house of Nandanacharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first met him, and then he took Nityananda Prabhu here to Srivas Thakur's house. And Nityananda Prabhu lived with Srivas Thakur here in Navadvip. And it was here that Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya, and Nityananda Prabhu first danced together to the sweet kirtan of the holy names. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Ram! Hare Ram! Ram Ram! Hare Hare!
The beautiful pastimes that took place here at Srivasangam are unlimited. Like the waves of the ocean, no one could count them. It was here that Gauranga Mahaprabhu displayed his Mahaprakash to fulfill the desires of each of his intimate devotees. It was here that he first revealed himself to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. And he revealed himself just according to the devotion of each of his devotees as the supreme worshipable object. It was here that he rose the dead son of Srivas and invoked him to speak transcendental knowledge. It was here that the most wonderful and beautiful pastimes of Harinam Sankirtan took place. I would like to just relate this one story. Srivas Thakur, along with the associates of Lord Chaitanya, were dancing and chanting. And in the back room, crying was taking place. So Srivas ran back to see what happened. And his son had died. So he told his wife, Malini, and the other relatives that while you are crying, how fortunate our son is that he has left his body during the beautiful kirtan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I only wish I could be so fortunate. Do not you know that whatever the Lord desires is perfect? But if you choose to cry, you do it in such a way that it does not disturb the Lord's kirtan. So the beautiful kirtan continued on. And after many hours, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could sense that there was some anxiety somewhere. And he asked, Srivas, is there some problem? And Srivas replied, my lord, upon seeing your beautiful form, there can be no problems. Upon chanting your holy name, everything is auspicious. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And then one of the other devotees explained that the son of Srivas has died. And Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he began to weep. He began to cry. That just see the quality of the love of this Srivas Thakur. That he is so detached from anything of this world. And he is so attached to the kirtan of the holy name that even the death of his own son did not disturb him. Mahaprabhu embraced Srivas and soaked him with his tears. Such a loving devotee. For the sake of giving pleasure to the Lord, he was even willing to detach himself from the greatest of all material attachments, the love between the father and his son. Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu went to the room where the dead son was laying, and he spoke to the son. He said, Why have you left Srivas in this untimely way? And the devotees were thinking, why the Lord is speaking to this dead body? But to their great astonishment, the son came back to life. And he explained, my Lord, I am your eternal servant. Wherever you desire me to go, I will go. This body is a temporary frame. Husbands, wives, mothers, fathers, these are all temporary illusions. The only truth is your loving service, my Lord. And by your will, you are sending me to another place. The only boon I desire, my Lord, is please allow that wherever I may go, wherever you send me, let me always remember you and be in the association of your devotees. Then he asked permission and again lay down, and his soul left his body. Mahaprabhu arranged for the body to be brought to the Ganges in procession, where the proper funeral rites were performed. Then they all bathed in the Ganges, and Srivas, his wife, and all relatives were very satisfied to know that their child had attained the perfection of the life by the will of the Lord. So this, amongst so many millions and millions of beautiful pastimes, took place here at Srivasangam. It was here that the Lord Nityananda Prabhu would hold the umbrella over the Lord as he took his beautiful form of the Supreme Lord and sat on the throne of Vishnu. And it was here that the arti of Sri Gaur Hari took place. The beautiful song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Kiva Jayo Jayo Gaura Chandra, is a description of the arti ceremony that takes place here at the house of Srivas Thakur. So let us pray in this holy place that in the mood more humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, ready to offer all respect to others and to expect no respect in return, let us pray that in the loving service of the devotees, we can always remain together calling out the holy names of Krishna. Hare!